Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hi, I'm Steve Mileto, and I am the Executive Director of the Heart of Georgia RESA. The music during our opening is called Yeah Yeah by Ben Sheffield. Check out more of his music at ReverbNation/DramaScene Band. Once again, that's ReverbNation/DramaScene Band. He's awesome. You're going to love his music. Go there and check him out. I will be creating podcasts weekly produced at our offices in Eastman, Georgia. Typically, our episodes will involve interviews with other people, but for the first one, I wanted to explain, you know, what a RESA is, why we're doing a podcast, and what this podcast will be about. So let's go ahead and start talking about what the word RESA is and where RESAs come from and what do we do. Well, first of all, RESAs were created in Georgia in the 1960s to address the needs of school systems that were located in rural areas of the state. The acronym RESA, R-E-S-A, stands for Regional Educational Service Agency. There are 16 RESAs throughout the state of Georgia. And basically what they do is they work for multiple school systems in and around their area. The concept revolves around the idea that rural systems pool their funds coupled with additional state funds and grants so as to share services, allowing them to save millions of dollars while still addressing the needs of their families. You know, you think about it, there's a board of control, and these are all the presidents of the colleges and the superintendents sit on this board with the RESA director, and they basically talk about what it is that their needs are, and they have the RESA director then address come up with a plan to address those needs. RESAs are required to support their school systems in 7 areas: research and planning, staff development, curriculum and instruction, assessment and evaluation, technology and health. But I got to tell you, just about anything when you're working with the school systems, you're trying to figure out where you can be helpful to them and what you can do to help as they figure out how to use those few resources that they have and put them to good use. And so we're one of those resources that they have. And, we're trying to constantly figure out where we can be most helpful to them. For example, our staff assist with strategic planning, instructional support, preparing student data for addressing what it shows, providing training such as classroom management and classroom instructional strategies, just to name a few. For example, I'm working with some teachers who took my classes on classroom management and giving them feedback. They volunteered to have me come in and take a look. And so I came in, did observation, and ended up giving them some feedback, and I've offered my assistance to continue with that. In just a minute, I'm going to share with you where we are on the web. And one of the things I do is go out there and find different resources that might be helpful to the schools, the school systems, and their teachers, and then try and get them and help them out. For example, right now I'm helping a school system find out a little bit more about Webb's depth of knowledge and learning about some scaffolding techniques, as well as many other ideas. Very recently, myself and another colleague, we taught a class on not only classroom management, we also taught team-taught classes on grading practices and looking at students' work. Eventually down the road, we'll be putting together a class on vocabulary in the content area and how to work with kids in building their capabilities in vocabulary. Right now, I'm working with school systems on learning about formative instructional practices. And so my point is there's just many different areas in which we work and help the school systems. We also provide other services, like we work with them in their Medicare billing and Medicaid billing, and in their working with providing help like in fingerprinting. We provide that service. So there's many different things that we do. As a note, like I said before, you can learn more about us by going to hgresa.org, which is hgresa.org. I have a blog I write frequently. I try and post at least once a week at hgresa.blogspot.com. We're also on Facebook. And so if you go to Facebook, just put in Heart of Georgia RESA, one word, put it all together, no spaces, and you'll find us. On Twitter, look me up at S-R-M-I-L-E-T-T-O, which is my name. I don't write personal stuff. It's all about what we're doing, trying to find resources for our schools and our school systems. And also on Pinterest.com at S-Miletto, S-M-I-L-E-T-T-O. You know, this is, once again, it has my name, but it's not personal that I'm posting there. It's all trying to find resources for the schools and the school systems. And this is what we're all about. So let's talk a little bit about why I wanted to do a podcast. I wanted to do a podcast to help us reach more people. At the Heart of Georgia RESA, we serve 10 school systems and 2 colleges and 1 regional library system. We are spread far and wide. Many of our systems are 25 or more miles apart. That means traveling, you know, and so when you're talking about traveling, a lot of times our training sessions are in our facility itself here in Eastman. That takes a lot of time and a lot of out of a day. If the training is all day or multiple days, well, wouldn't it be nice if we could also find different ways of supporting them that don't necessarily involve going places, but if we could post this someplace and talk about it. And so, you know, this is part of the idea of the focus on the social media outlets like Facebook, blogging, Twitter, and Pinterest, as well as the podcast. You know, we could bring people to them where they could go to the podcast, listen to it, and then get them in contact with either the classes that are coming up or with that we're hosting, or trying to contact the person so that they can bring them to their school system, or simply finding them on the web and seeing what resource that individual provides for them. And so, you know, that's the idea behind the concept of the podcast, wanting to figure out another way in which, you know, we can bring people together through the internet. One of the things that I intend to do is to find everything from people who have their own programs and ideas to those people who are the practitioners, to those who have spent time working up ideas and have written books and want to share their ideas with people about how to reach kids and how to push them to be successful and achieve their dreams. So, you know, we're gonna talk to an assortment of people, and somewhere in there, I'm really hoping is that it'll reach out and make someone say, an educator say, hey, I wanna hear more. So let's talk about a little bit more about what these podcasts will be about. Some of it would be best teaching practices for the classroom. Student needs for learning to take place, concepts of and for leading change in schools. You know, just like the title says, teaching, learning, leading, K-12, I'm talking about intending to have topics that impact all levels, K through 12. I'm talking about looking at not just the teaching aspect, but also the idea of the leading aspect, and as well as looking at you know, the pedagogy, how humans learn, and getting into those concepts. So we're talking wide gambit here, but all of it meant to support the educators in the classroom. You know, everything from formative assessment, Webb's depth of knowledge, leading and making change happen, instructional practices, content vocabulary, you know, classroom management, strategic planning, the focus is endless. Like our title and tagline, we're about teaching, learning, and leading K-12. And what I'll be trying to do is bringing ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms to schools, school districts, and those classroom teachers. You know, the whole purpose is to find people who have meaningful content for you as public school educators. I'm hoping that this leads to raising questions, seeking answers, and, you know, possibly reaching out to us to help you find those answers, because that's what we're here for. We're service and support for public education, been that for over 47 years. Which, yeah, wow, that's a long time. And so what I'm looking for is, I'm hoping that, you know, you'll join us weekly, that I can find people that you're very interested in. Love to have your feedback on how well we're doing. And, you know, this is a journey. As we start out with the podcast, hopefully we grow and we get better. And, you know, we'll move on from there. Looking forward to these weekly journeys with you. I hope that you will come back and join us. First on our weekly podcast will be Susie Pepper Rollins. She'll be talking to us about math in the fast lane, which is her strategies to get kids engaged and excited about math. Teachers love her. They love attending her classes and getting involved with her strategies. And she creates an awesome class. So I look forward to sharing this this interview with you next week. It should be fun. Hope that you have an awesome day, and hopefully you'll come back and join us. Look us up on the web, and just enjoy life. Take care.
Hello, listeners. We would like to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. Check back often for updates and new material.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the heart of Georgia recently.